Hey, welcome back to Edgecast Mini. Today we're going to continue looking at the book of John and really take a closer look at John chapter 10, verse 14 and 15. I really hope you're following along in the Fuel Bible Reading Program, and you're doing good. You know, we've made it through over a month of this, and believe God's been speaking to your heart and really impacting your life. I know he's been impacting mine. So let's look at this today. Jesus says in John 10, 14, I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Now, I'm sure you've probably heard this before, that Jesus is, you know, our good shepherd. But what does that really mean? And what does it mean for us to be a sheep? And that's kind of the thought I want to bring to your attention today. You know, when you look at the role of a shepherd, a shepherd is someone that has to be very patient and very detailed. He's got to know each and every one of the sheep in his flock in order to really take care of them and tend them. He's got to check them, make sure there's no wounds, or is there anything where they're susceptible? Are they weak? You know, could there be a chance for disease to come in? And they're constantly looking and watching and checking. And so when Jesus says that I'm the good shepherd, it's a really loaded term. He's trying to describe something that most of the people in that culture would be so familiar with. And because we don't have a lot of shepherds living around us today, we kind of miss that. You know, the shepherd is someone that would ensure that he takes the sheep to the best grass that he can find, the best pasture, so that they can really be nourished properly. He's not gonna rush the sheep to finish eating, and literally he's just gonna wait there. He's gonna wait until those sheep are full, until they're strengthened, until you know they've been able to really feed and be refreshed in themselves. And it's a picture of how Jesus wants to take care of us. You know, Jesus is our shepherd because he knows each and every one of us more intimately than even we do. He knows us inside and out. He wants the best for us, whether it's in your school life or your relationships or your future, or even in the things you're serving in the church. He wants the best. And so, you know, that's why it's so important that you and I make time to spend time with the Lord. That really, I hope your time with God is more than just these 5-minute podcasts every day, but even as you read the Bible, let it be something where before you get into the Word, before you start on the Bible reading program, you say, God, lead me today. Lord, be my shepherd. God, guide me. See, God knows what you need. He knows when you need encouragement. He knows when you need some stability. He knows when you need direction. And so rather than just reading the Bible as some kind of a religious routine, it's good to say, God, show me something today. Lord, you're my shepherd, so speak to me. Spend some time with God in prayer and let him speak into those things, because sometimes we can think our ways are better, and we can just get kind of fixed doing things our own way or depending on our own strength. And just like a sheep, we tend to stray out of the shepherd's gaze to other parts where we shouldn't really be. And that shepherd will inevitably go over and he'll pull the sheep back. And that's many times what God has to do to us. And, you know, Jesus doesn't get tired of dealing with you. He doesn't get frustrated with you. But God loves you today, and he wants the best for your life. He loves you too much to see you move outside of his protection, and he's going to make sure that you stay on track, you know, through his word to you, through the council of leaders or other Christians in your life. And today, as we finish up this podcast and you know, continue on what you're doing, I want you to really think about that thought and be thankful. You know, thank God for being your shepherd, for being a good shepherd, that you know that you can trust him to lead you. You can trust him to guide you, that he's meticulous, going over every detail of your life. And just like those sheep know the voice of their shepherd, I think for us today, the challenge is let us know the voice of our shepherd. Let's make time to hear him. Let's make time to listen to how he wants to lead us and how he wants to guide us, because he will always lead us into the things that are best for us.